Yerushalmi Shvius, corresponding to Bavli Chulin, Daf Lamed Aleph. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Beis, Amed Beis, at the first mission on the page, is Halacha Gimel. Ein moichin peyus Shvius, lo b'midah, v'lo b'mishkol, v'lo b'minyan, v'lo ita'inim b'minyan, v'lo yerek b'mishkol. One may not sell Shvius fruit by size, weight, or number. Fig may not be sold by number, vegetables may not be sold by weight. V'shamayimim af loy agudois, v'shamah says one may not even sell it by the bundle. V'beisiloimim, Vaisilo says that which is normal to be bundled for the home may be bundled for the market. For example, leeks and neitz achalav. And the Gemara says, Lama kadesh yimachu bezol v'yishkulu belitra v'yimku bezol im ama atkein afu einai noyeg bahen v'kadusha. The Gemara says, why may it not be sold by size, weight, or number, but rather by estimate, so that it will be sold at a low price? Well, then why not just weigh it and sell it for a low price? And the answer is that he might forget. Tana peyus chutzloetz shenichnas la'oretz lishu nimkoim lo b'mida v'lo b'mishka v'lo b'minyan ela kepeyus ha'oretz v'im hayu nikoim muta. The Brisa says fruits of chutzloetz that were brought into Eretz Yisrael should also not be sold by measure, weight, or number, like the fruits of Eretz Yisrael. But if they are recognizable as fruits of chutzloetz, then it's permitted. Am Rav Yosi v'Rabun Ilein Kudakaya de Salkin and Mizdabin min Susia de Tiberia. Rav Yosi Rabun says an example of is Kudakaya that is brought from Susia to Tiberia. Rav Chizkiya b'shem Rabbi Abba b'Mamal, Zershu Moide b'Kafisha b'Nistaimer loy Shnaim u'Shloisha pa'amim also l'mudba. Rav Chizkiya, quoting Rabbi Abba b'Mamal, says that if a person has a basket that's not usually used for measuring, and after measuring with it two or three times he now knows how much it contains, then it's prohibited to use it to measure for selling. Amma Rabbi Yosia, Asa Mema avoid et bracha. Rabbi Yosia says that it's prohibited for the buyer to tell the seller to measure the vessel's volume with his fingers. Tabach koyen to nismanelei b'chor, mau miketar koypdin umezamta goy shuka. The Gemara brings a proof. The Mishnah taught that Beis Hillel say that which is normal to be bundled for the home may be bundled for the market. Now, if a koyen butcher had a blemished b'chor, which is the firstborn animal to sell, may he cut it into pieces to sell it in the market? Rabbi Yirmiyah suggested it is permitted based on that Beis Hillel in the Mishnah who taught that which is normal to be bundled for the home may be bundled for the market. Rabbi Mana says, on the contrary, the Mishnah implies that for a butcher, even the way he cuts at home is considered like merchandise, since he also sells meat from the home, and therefore it's prohibited. We come to the next Mishnah now. Ha'im elapoyel helech isazeh lekoit li yerek hayoim scharoi muta. Lokat li boy yerek hayoim scharoim osa. One who tells a laborer, here is an isakoin, pick shvius vegetables for me today, his wages are permitted. But if he said, pick vegetables for me today in return for it, then his wages are forbidden. Lokach min anachtoim kika bepundion kishe elkoit yerakois stay sade abilach. Muta lekach minu stam lo yishalem mitmei shvius shein poin choiv mitmei shvius. It's permitted for a person to take a loaf from a baker worth a pundion and say, when I've picked field vegetables, I'll bring them to you as payment. But if he bought it from him on credit without explaining, he may not pay with shvius money, as he may not pay off debts with shvius money. And the Gemara says, ma ben ha'ime lekoitli ben ha'ime lekoitli boy. What's the difference whether he said pick for me today or pick for me today in return for it? Rabbi Avin b'shem Rabbi Yosi b'mechanina. Rabbin, quoting Rabbi Yosef Mechanina, says that this is from the halachos of Immum, which is situations where Chachamim discussed and ultimately were lenient, even though both cases should really be prohibited. Taman Tanina lo yoma adam lechaveru ha'esach peiros ha'elu l'Yerushalayim lechalek ela oime halem l'shenechlam v'nishtam b'Yerushalayim. We have a Mishnah in Maseches Ma'aseh Sheni that says a person shouldn't say to his friend, take these fruits to Yerushalayim to divide between us, as if he's giving him a share as payment for bringing them. He should instead say, bring them up and we will eat and drink them in Yerushalayim. Rabbi Zeira b'shem Rabbi Yonason melechos she'el imam hi. Rabbi Zeira, quoting Rabbi Yonason, says that this is from the halachos of imam. Taman taninan shoyel adam michaveru kadu yayim kadu shemen uvad shel yoma lo yalveini. The Mishnah in Maseches Shabbos says a person may borrow wine jugs or oil jugs as long as he doesn't say, loan to me. Ma ben ha'ime helveini, ma ben ha'ime hashileini. What's the difference whether he said loan me or lend me? Am Rabbi Zeira b'shem Rabbi Yonathan mehelchus she'imam hi. Rabbi Zeira, quoting Rabbi Yonathan, says that this is from the halachas of imam. Pitam Rabbi Yaakov ba'acha b'shem Rabbi Yonathan mehelchus she'imam. Rabbi Yaakov ba'acha, quoting Rabbi Yonathan, says that the bread of Gentiles is from the halachas of imam. Amar b'yaisi, kashiyasa koim b'rabi Yaakov, ba'acha, ma'u me'ochus she'elom, ani oimer b'mokoim, I should say b'mokoim, she'pas yisom b'tzir, b'dinhu she'tehi pas akum asur, v'imim alea, v'itira, oi, b'mokoim she'ein pas yisom b'tzir, b'din haya she'tehi pas akum muteris, v'imim alea, v'asur. Rabbi Yaisi says, I asked Rabbi Yaakov ba'acha, in what way was it from the halacha of imim? Was it in a place where Jewish bread was common, the bread of Gentiles should have been prohibited, but they discussed it and permitted it? Or was it in a place that Jewish bread was not common, so bread of Gentiles should have been permitted, but they discussed it and they prohibited it? Amri b'mana v'yesh imim le'isa, upas lo'i k'tavshili akum hu, hi, kach anu oimim b'mokim she'ein tavshili yisol mitsuyin sham b'din hu she'ehe tavshili akum mutorin v'imim alea v'asum, elakein haya b'mokim she'ein pas yisol mitsuyin b'din she'tei pas akum asura, el she'imim alea v'tirua b'pnei chaye nefesh. Rav Mana says that is there such a thing as imim to prohibit? Isn't the decree of bread part of the decree of food of Gentiles? But did we say that in a place where Jewish food isn't available, food of Gentiles should be permitted, but the Chacham came and imamu and said it was prohibited? Rather, in a place where Jewish bread is not available, the Gentile bread should have been prohibited, but the Chacham permitted it because bread is a basic staple for living. Rabbanu dekisi b'shem Rabbi Yaakov ba'acha, k'divei mi shu matir avivad min apalta v'lo ya'avdin kein. Rabbanu kisoi, quoting Rabbi Yaakov ba'acha, says that the halacha is like this opinion that permits the bread of Gentiles when Jewish bread is not available, as long as it's baker's bread. However, those Rabbanon didn't themselves follow this leniency. Yavshim min lakish oimer b'mar eloi es ha'kalachim, it should say, she'enu ala kenoisin loi s'cha ragloi. Rabbi Shimon Lakish said that then, and he was explaining the question we had earlier, the Mishnah was lenient in the case of pick for me today, as it's discussing when he shows him where he can find the vegetables and he's paying him for his travel, and therefore the payment is permitted, but if he doesn't tell him the location, he's paying him for the vegetable that he will pick. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Heroloi Kamisha Heroloi. Rabbi Yochanan says that even if he doesn't show him the location, it's as if he did, since all produce is hefka and he can take produce from anywhere. Masnifin Pliga al Rabbi Yochanan, I should say, Haseches Apoyel, Laviloi, Yain, Lachoyla, Oitapurach, Lachoyla, Im Hevi, Chayev, Litenloi, Im Lav, Ene Chayev, Litenloi, Avlim Amoloi, Yain, Lachoyla, Mimokam Ploini, Tapurach, Lachoyla, Mimokam Ploini, Benje Hevi, Benje Loi Hevi, Chayev, Litenloi, Scha, Waglav, Noisenloi, and I should say, Ma Avale, Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara asks the question, there's a braisa that's unlike Rabbi Yochanan. It says, one who hires a worker to bring wine or an apple for a sick person, if he brought it, the owner must pay. If he doesn't, if not, then he does not need to pay. But if the sender told him to bring wine or an apple for the sick person from a certain place, and he went to that place, whether or not he actually brought it because he didn't find it there, the sender must pay him, since he's paying him for his travelling there. However, according to Rabbi Yochanan, even if he didn't tell him where to go, it's as if he did. Now we have another addition in the Girsa, also according to the Vilna Gaon, Kale Kila B'Shvi'ith Shehima D'Rabbanon. The answer is they said a leniency for Shvi'ith, since nowadays it's rabbinic. Masnifin Pliga al Rushim and Lok, it should say, the Tani, Layoma Adam, Leploini, Helecha, Dina Zev, Heveli, Laket Hayom, Haveli, Hayom, Haveli, Pea Hayom, Ela Omelai, Beleket, Chitavi, Li Hayom, Pepe Chitavi, Li Hayom, Behenata Moitha, Beben Levi, Vahari, Loi Heroloi, Vat Amalt, Kamisha Heroloi, and they should say, Ma Abid Le Rushim Ben Lokish, that's the correct Gisa. The Gemara asks the question, there's a braisa that's unlike Rushim Ben Lokish. A person shouldn't say to someone, take this dinner and bring me leket today, or bring me peah today, as it's as if the poor man is collecting for him. Rather, he should say, for the leket or peah that you will bring me today, as it's as if the poor man is collecting and then selling it to him. And the same applies to a Ben Levi. V'harei loy heroloi v'at amret kamisha heroloi. So the Gemara concludes the question by saying that in the first case, even if he didn't show him where to collect, it's as if he's collecting for him. And this is the question against Rushim Ben Lokish. And we have also an addition in the Gersa, Patola b'mar Eloi, the answer is he did in fact show him where to collect. Lakach min adachtoim kvar b'pundion kashe elkoit yorokoit hasadeh avilach amuta. The Mishnah taught that it's permitted for a person to take a loaf from a baker worth a pundit and say, when I've picked field vegetables, I will bring them to you as payment. Tani Abiyuda, Rabbi Nechemya, Oithun. But we have a bais that says Abiyuda and Rabbi Nechemya both prohibit that case. Man and Kaimin, what's the case? Bahu da amma havli ubarili ana yaivloch. Abiyuda, Rabbi Nechemya, Oithun, she'en yorokos, sadeh, mitzuyin. Vechachomim, matirim, v'nechah yorokos, sadeh, mitzuyin. So what's the case? If the buyer said to the baker, give me a kikar, and I'm certain I will give you field vegetables. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya prohibit it, as they hold that field vegetables are not so common. The Chacham permit it, as they hold that field vegetables are common in Shvi'ith.